During his 27 years in prison, Nelson Mandela became the icon of the struggle against apartheid in South Africa. But it was the years before his imprisonment at Robben Island that first gave the world a glimpse of the future leader. His 1964 "I Am Prepared to Die" speech became a symbol for the fight for freedom and democracy.
I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society in which all persons will live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an idea for which I hope to live for. But my Lord, if it needs be, it is an idea for which I am prepared to die.
Joe Richman is the producer of a five-part radio series which uses rare sound recordings to document the struggle against apartheid. It's called Mandela, an Audio History. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
This story of apartheid is told through archival tape. How did you go about getting this tape?
We spent a lot of time going through all sorts of archives in South Africa, especially SABC, which is the public broadcaster. It was the voice of the apartheid government, but now, of course, after the transition, it's the public broadcaster. And we were just able to go through all sorts of old reel-to-reel tapes that were falling apart that really kind of kept this record of apartheid history.
Was it difficult to get people to talk with you?
We did this story 10 years after, you know, the election. And I think it was an interesting time. I think it was a time where it was long enough where they weren't tired of telling their story. But it wasn't so long ago that it had been kind of forgotten. It was still very clear and very visceral. So it's kind of an interesting time to take another look at this history.
Was that true also of Nelson Mandela? And maybe you can tell us about trying to get an interview with him for this series.
We tried for about 2 years to get an interview with him for this series. In the end, what happened was his family doctor, who had become a friend of ours, friend of the project, Dr. Ntato Matlana, who's kind of an amazing man in his own right, I was with him, and he ended up just driving me to Mandela's house, and he got out, and he went inside, and 10 minutes later, a security guard came out and ushered me in, and there was the back of Nelson Mandela's head, of course, instantly recognizable, along with Graca Machel, his wife, and his daughter, and there's Dr. Matlana, all sitting around a dining room table eating lunch. And there was an empty place setting for me.
Wow.
So I sat down, and Mandela invited me into the living room where he finally gave me this interview that I've been searching for 2 years.
Let's go back to Mandela's early years when he was in hiding. You have a piece of tape with Mandela and a reporter. Let's take a listen.
The Africans require the franchise on the basis of one man, one vote. They want political independence.
Now, if Dr. Verwoerd's government doesn't give you the kind of concessions that you want sometime soon, is there any likelihood of violence?
There are many people who feel that it is useless and futile, and I think the time has come for...
I had made a statement where I called for armed struggle. Naturally, there was a great deal of resistance, but I believed that the government had left us with no other alternative.
That's actually the first television interview that Mandela ever did. This is when he was underground in 1960-61 after the Sharpeville massacre, and he was in hiding, and this interview was done by a BBC reporter named Robin Day, and it was soon after that that Mandela was actually arrested.
Here's the prosecutor reading the charges against Mandela after his arrest.
Firstly, the state alleges the plan, purpose thereof was to bring about chaos, disorder, and turmoil in the battle to be waged against the white man in this country.
Now, the trial continues. What did everyone, including Mandela, expect was going to happen?
Everyone felt that they were going to be given the death sentence and that there was no chance of appeal and that this was basically a show trial. So they all assumed that they were going to get death. So then the question was, what do they do with the trial? How did they defend themselves? And the answer that they came up with was that Mandela, instead of defending himself against these charges, he should instead stand up and make a speech to explain the movement at that point.
Now, here's the judge handing down that sentence.
I am by no means convinced that the motive of the accused were as altruistic as they wish the court to believe. I have decided not to impose the supreme penalty which in a case like this would usually be the proper penalty for the crime. That is the only leniency I can show. The sentence in the case of all the accused will be one of life imprisonment.
So, Joe, tell us about this moment.
The life sentence, I think more than anything else, it was Mandela's speech, his what became known as the I Am Prepared to Die speech, that sort of sparked this kind of a consciousness around the world of who this man was.
Following up on that point, there's also tape of Robben Island. Let's listen to that.
We landed at Robben Island, these big iron gates, and every gate bangs behind me, And then the warder opened up one of the doors of the cell, wooden doors, and then he opened the grill, and he just shoved me in. And there was my bucket and a couple of blankets. And that was my first night.
Who was that we were just listening to?
That was actually Eddie Daniels, who was one of the the fellow inmates on Robben Island. You know, what they did, it was interesting, of all the interviews that we did for this series over a year and a half, it was definitely the guys who had been on Robben Island that kind of affected me the most. They all had this incredible sense of calm and kind of magic and sort of this long view of life and history. And one of the mistakes the apartheid government made was that they put all these guys together, and it became for them kind of a university of activism and politics. And so they all talk about how important those years were, some of them, like Mandela, for as long as 27 years.
You have the only known recording of Nelson Mandela in prison. In fact, it's a secret recording and pretty much inaudible. Here it is. Tell me about this.
You know, in prison, Mandela had actually become friendly with one of his warders, a guy named Christo Brand. And we were interviewing Christo Brand, a number of years ago. And he mentioned how they used to record secretly, they used to record prison visits. So when Winnie Mandela came to visit Mandela, or one of his daughters came, the warders would record these illegally and keep them. And in talking to him further, he actually found in his basement a cassette that he had dubbed, he had brought home to transcribe one of these secret recordings years ago when he was still a jailer. And this remains the only actual voice recording of his years in Robben Island.
Let's jump ahead then to 1990. Nelson Mandela has spent 27 years in prison, and he is finally out.
And a salute from Mr. Nelson Mandela, his wife Winnie, greeting the people, his first public appearance in nearly three decades. 72 years old, walking strongly, step by step. And one wonders what must be passing through Mr. Mandela's mind at this moment.
Today, the majority of South Africans, black and white, have recognized that apartheid has no future.
Now, of course, Nelson Mandela recently celebrating his 90th birthday. The U.S. also recently removed him from the terror watch list. Talk a bit about his transformation over those years and how he is viewed throughout the world.
I think it's interesting because if Mandela had been put to death back in 1964 at the end of his Rivonia trial, as they expected, he would probably have been kind of a footnote in history. And he would have been known, as he was known then, he was considered a terrorist. He was the head of the ANC's military wing. So in some sense, he was very much kind of he was the leader of the armed struggle of the movement. He comes out 27 years later, and of course today he's known as the great peacemaker of history.
Joe, thank you very much. This material is just fascinating.
Thank you very much.
Joe Richmond produced the series Mandela and Audio History, which is now available on CD. He also produces Radio Diaries, a series on NPR's All Things Considered. He was at our studios in New York.